Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. I wanted to say we are trying to reach our guest, Jim Mahoney, because we're going to be talking about ETs, yes, extraterrestrials today. But we're having a challenge reaching him, so we'll just keep working at it. But in the interim, I want you to know that we are going to have otherwise an open line, but I'm sure we're going to be able to reach him, but we're just waiting to make that connection. So I thought I'd just float in a few things until we're able to get Jim on the line. You know, so often statistics really are misleading. Have you ever noticed how people will throw out numbers and they expect you just to believe them, and gee whiz, these are the facts. Well, I know my husband told me so many years ago when he took a class on statistics that the professor, one of the first things the professor said in the class is, statistics can always be manipulated. They can always be manipulated to turn out the way that you want. Well, there's a case in point with this. There was a William Gladstone who was the Chancellor of Ecuador, and he requested one day that his treasury send him particular statistics so that he could work out his budget. That sounds pretty normal, doesn't it? Should most of us do the same thing? We want to know what we're dealing with. Well, the statistician made a mistake. However, Gladstone was so certain of this particular individual's concern for accuracy that he didn't take time to verify the figures. As a result, he went before the House of Commons and made a speech based upon the incorrect figures given to him. As soon as his speech was publicized, the inaccuracies were so very obvious that he became the brunt of media ridicule. Sounds a little familiar, doesn't it? Well, the Chancellor obviously was very upset, especially with all of the public in their embarrassment and being held accountable for what he said. He called for the man who gave him the erroneous information, and the man was terrified when he got in front of the Chancellor. Can't you just visualize him? His knees knocking. He's just an absolute nervous wreck, totally ashamed, and he thought he was going to be fired. Would you have felt the same way? If I'd been in his shoes, I probably would have felt the same way. However, William Gladstone responded in a different way. His statement to this gentleman was, "I know how much you must be disturbed over what has happened, and I've sent for you to put you at your ease. For a long time, you have been engaged in handling the intricacies of the national accounts, and this is the first mistake that you've made. I want to congratulate you on the good work that you have done, and I want to tell you how much I appreciate you." I'm surprised the man didn't faint. How many people would have had that kind of a demeanor, that kind of a disposition? I don't know. But so frequently things will happen in life where maybe someone has just been absolutely wonderful. You know, we have here on some of the local radio stations, there is an ad about, and it's by an employee of a major chain, saying that she had worked for this chain for 19 years, and she is a checker, and she had been she's been doing this work for so long, and inadvertently, someone handed her a check, and she accidentally handed the check back to the person. She got fired. One mistake like this out of 19 years. And this story came into my mind because I thought, things like this can happen. They really can happen. And it would be so nice if we could all be absolutely perfect or feel like we're going to attain perfection, but I can guarantee you I haven't attained that, and I know a lot of you haven't. It's an ongoing job. And many times things will occur that can be something so extraordinarily out of the ordinary that when it does happen, if you're wise, you evaluate the circumstances. And instead of drawing and quartering this man, as I'm sure he was expecting to have happened to him, William Gladstone demonstrated a level of character, understanding that this was so unique and unusual. But I guarantee you, that man did not ever give out erroneous information again. He did not make that mistake again. He always checked and double-checked his sources. This is something I think we need to bear in mind. And I think most people have an understanding of that. But it is something very, very significant that we really need to be aware of ourselves in everyday life. But there's also the other adage, too. First time, okay. Second time, third time, sorry, you're a dead duck. But that is something we have to be aware of. We have to be aware of the fact that when we are in a position of learning, when we are in a position of responsibility, there could come those times where we might be vulnerable. Sometimes it might be a good idea to have some kind of a backup plan. But it's so easy. It is so easy. Especially with the internet. Holy Joseph, you can have all kinds of erroneous information that can come out, and you think that it is absolutely the gospel, and it isn't. Well, my guest, Mr. Jim Maroney, we are still trying to reach him, and we were going to be talking about the Extraterrestrial Answer book, which is absolutely wonderful, and I'm hoping that we're going to be able to make a connection with him. But since that is not the case, I want you to know telephone lines then will be opened up for you to be able to call in if you'd like at 888-815-9756. That's our toll-free number. So when our guests, for some reason or another, something happens where they don't make it, then just know that you're going to be able to call in as you are now if you so desire. 888-815-9756. By the way, I wasn't able to finish last week the 2010 horoscope, the generalized horoscope prediction, so I thought I would do that today. And we had already covered Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, and Scorpio. So that leaves us with four signs, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. So I'm going to take care of that right now. This is a wonderful opportunity to do exactly that. Okay, this is a generalized 2010 winter horoscope. During this winter, for those of you under the sign of Sagittarius, you're going to find that you're going to really do a good job of balancing your work and home life. And you know what? You're going to do such a good job. You're just going to say, this is the way I want to live. This is optimum. Also, you are making a point that this is the first part of the year that you're going to start setting a dream goal in front of you. And you're going to really give some thought to this dream goal, and I like what I'm seeing. Now, as spring rolls around, you're going to find that focusing on what is most important to you, it's going to enable you to find doors of opportunity opening up. You're not going to find yourself feeling like you're between a rock and a hard spot. You're really going to see the potential of opportunity that's in front of you because of your sense of preparation that you're doing during the winter. And during the summer, it's going to carry through because your confidence is going to be good. You're going to feel so aware of yourself and what your objectives are that your goal or goals, you may have more than one, are not going to be out of sight. And you're going to find your creativity is going to be very much open and fluid, and you're going to go with it. By the time fall gets here, and this year of 2010, you've got some wonderful travel opportunities that are going to come your way. You're going to find them economically very comfortable for your wallet. You are going to be able to look at a new job front. And also, keep in mind, put your cash aside. if you maybe save your money from your lattes or whatever, you're going to be surprised at how much you're going to be able to accumulate, and that's going to enable you to have some spending cash when you take some of those trips that you so will be looking forward to. Okay, and for those of you under the sign of Capricorn, hey, just know things are heating up for those little wintry goats that like to climb mountains. Winter, you know what? You are going to have more money in the bank because of your due diligence and your consistent persistence than you've had in a long time. You're also progressing one little step at a time in the work that you really enjoy. Now, because of this due diligence, by the time spring comes around, your long-term investment in yourself is going to be bringing its rewards. You're going to find that because you've been prudent with money, you're going to see those numbers in the bank account going up. You're going to see opportunities for promotion going up. You're moving forward in your life. This is a good year for you, Capricorns. This also leads into a dynamic summer. Opportunity for travel is going to be there, but you know what? You are really going to want to pay attention to your objectives. And you're going to say, I'm going to play two, which is a good thing, because sometimes Capricorns don't want to do that. But you are definitely going to be of that mindset. And by the time fall evolves, you're going to figure out how you're going to combine work, home, and those hobby interests that you have, and what your priorities are going to be. You're going to be able to blend them and balance them very, very well. And you know what? You're going to figure out exactly what brings you a lot of satisfaction and fulfillment, and you're going to make sure you give yourself the time to do that. So those of you under the sign of Capricorn, you really got a good year here. Aquarians. Well, if you've been worried about your love life, don't be too concerned, because apparently there is Mr. Cupid out there that's going to be busy with his bow and arrow trying to make sure that you make the right connections with that special person. Also, you're going to want to take time to splurge on yourself. This is a very good time for you if you're wanting to follow a certain food program, if you're wanting to get into shape, if you're really wanting to look at maybe how can you improve your presence, how you present yourself in the working environment you're in, or just in your personal life. This is a good time for you to invest in yourself. Check out how can you improve yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. It'll really serve you well. It leads you into spring, and you know what? Along with this, as you invest in yourself, whether it's through education or any other area, you're going to find that it's going to flow over into the professional arena, and also you're going to find your finances are going to be quite healthy. You are becoming aware that maybe what you have earnestly and most sincerely desired really does have a chance to come about. Anything is possible, and it gets stronger as summer goes along. Relationships with people a lot more balanced. You also are going to find that you are going to want to work out a short-term and a long-term plan with your finances, because you're going to realize you want to have a certain amount of cash flow available to you, and this is going to require due diligence. And you're very good at that. You can do it. By the time fall of this year comes around, you're going to be so on track with what is right for you that you are going to enable yourself to daydream a little bit. Go into the what ifs so that you can start expanding your world in a very special way. And of course, those under the sign of Aquarius, you are so mental anyhow. But remember, mental action requires physical action to bring the mental into reality. Last sign for the year is Pisces. And we're looking at a lot of energy. Oh, you're just going to love this winter. You're just going to find that your social life, your interaction with other people has a whole new growth and dimension to it. And you really feel like you're beginning over. And I like this a great deal for you. Now, in the springtime, you are really going to be very attentive to your own health and wellness. In fact, you're going to make a contract with yourself that you make sure you take care of yourself, and taking and putting wellness up in the front of your priorities is a very, very positive thing to do. Now, during the summer, it's going to lead you into finding ways where you can stretch your dollar. You're going to take your finances in a very, very specific direction. You're going to be conservative on some levels, but in most respects, you're going to really want to look at expanding. But prudence will preside, and someone that may want you to loan them some money, you're going to say, sorry, that's not in my budget right now. And they may not be too happy with you, but you're going to be very happy with the money sitting in your bank account. By the time fall comes around, for those of you under the sign of Pisces, you're going to find that you are changing your mind about your career. And between November and December, there are some interesting opportunities that may come your way. So don't be surprised if you have a job offer that comes your way. But career will definitely be in your focus during the latter part of November and December. Well, that's a brief rundown for the 2010. Finally got through all of that, so we covered all of the signs. And apparently my guest has not been able to make the interview, so telephone lines are now open, 888-815-9756 is the toll-free number to call into. Now, I'm sure we're going to be able to reschedule him, but tomorrow we're going to be talking with Dr. Gravelin. And Dr. Gravelin has been a man, as not only has he been a NASA astronaut, but he has been involved as a biochemist physician in the research about statins. Why? Because he had a horrific experience occur to him. And as a physician, and he is retired at this time, but he said he realized that he was in a space that wasn't the best kind of space that you'd want to be in. Consequently, he found that he needs to do some research on statins, and he is a straight shooter. So if you know of anyone that is taking statins, you're not going to want to miss this show tomorrow, because this man, not only is he just absolutely knowledgeable on so many levels, but he is a man that believes he now has a calling to educate his fellow medical professionals about the downside of statins and what can be done to avoid the terrific side effects that are so unpleasant for so many hundreds of thousands of people, and nobody likes to talk about it. Well, we're going to be talking about it here on the show tomorrow, so I want to give you a heads up on it. Now, I wanted to also thank those of you who have been sending me emails about different points of information and material. I so appreciate it, and when I can, I share it. And I want you to know, again, if you send anything to Donna@DelphiInternational.com, whenever there's an opportune moment and I can utilize your material that you send, I really like to do that. Also, remember, if you have a story about a paranormal experience, send me an email or send me snail mail. I don't care, because I'm in the process of putting a book together. And I'm wanting to gather about 100 stories, and it can be a near-death experience, it can be dreams, it can be anything that for you was a real aha paranormal experience. So send it to the Donna Sebo Show, and you would send it to P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497, or you can do it email donna@delphiinternational.com. And of course, you'll get full recognition in the book when it is published. I've had someone express an interest in doing it. So I am wanting to share the stories of others. I'll share some of mine when the book comes out as well. But I think it's important for people to be alert to the fact that intuitive capabilities are normal and natural. So if you want your story included, again, send it either to Delphi, Donna@DelphiInternational.com, or send it snail mail to P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. Well, so many parts of the country have been hit with horrific weather, and I know here in the Pacific Northwest, we have had just unlimited amounts, copious amounts of rain, I should say, And, of course, everybody that would listen to this would say, well, Donna, isn't that what the Northwest is known for, Pacific Northwest? Absolutely. In fact, we've had a very pleasant winter, actually, so far. We really can't complain. We haven't had the freezing temperatures like we did last year. But when you have weather fronts come through, you really need to pay attention. And I got some information on being aware when you travel and you're in bad weather. And I know I mentioned a little bit of this information a few weeks ago, but I do think this is important, especially for those of you who live in areas where you get heavy, heavy snows. And if you get caught in a snowstorm, I've been in a few of those, if you find that you have to leave your vehicle, here are some tips that you need to be aware of. You need to get as far off of the traveled roadway that you're on as you possibly can. And sometimes when the storm is really, really bad, depending on where you are, that can be a bit scary because it may be so bad that you're not able to see those side areas that you can pull into. So be cautious when you pull into those side areas, because I've known people that have pulled what they thought off the road and ended up going into a ditch, and then the snow ended up covering their vehicle. So you do want to get as far off the traveled roadway as you safely can. Then if you have flashers on your vehicle, which most people do, you want to turn them on and you want to leave them on. Why? Because they say a dead battery is better than causing an accident for which you could be held responsible. When those lights are flashing and people are aware of your presence there, and that is a good thing. And I know eventually the battery would die out. But if you carry in the back of your car some flares, then you can light those flares and you might get some help. There is so much that can be, you know, little things like this that can really make other people aware that you may need assistance, and I think flares are just a great way. So be sure during the winter months you carry those in your car. Actually, it's a good thing to carry as part of an emergency kit because you never know when you may encounter an accident, and having those flares may save somebody else's situation as well. Also, you've got to think carefully about whether you're going to stay with your vehicle and call for help or if you're going to leave the vehicle and strike out on your own. Now, some of the factors you need to consider are, what's your physical strength and stamina? Are you dressed appropriately for the weather? How far might it be for the help that you need? And where you've had to stop, are you likely to be hit by someone else when you're inside it? So they say generally it's best to stay with your car if you think there's a good chance that a tow truck or somebody else might be coming. Leaving it on the roadway can cause some unnecessary risks, including being involved in a collision with another vehicle or being towed away to clear the way for emergency vehicles. So you could face some abandoned car towing fees that are not covered by insurance. And that's something you don't often think about. I mean, if you haven't had the experience, why would you even give that a consideration? If you do decide you need to leave your vehicle, be sure you keep a note in, or have paper in your car where you can leave a note. That's very important. Have a small notepad in your glove compartment. You need to put a note in the window with your contact information. And what will happen is if a policeman stops and looks at it, sees that information, they'll know that you've left your vehicle and they have an idea of where you're headed. Also, do not leave valuable items in your car. They may disappear. Remove any personal information that can allow a thief to locate your home and your loved ones, might steal your identity or otherwise defraud you. Who would have thought we had to get to a point like this? But you do. So you just need to be aware of these things. Also, be sure if you're leaving a vehicle, you want to set your emergency brake and lock the doors. Professional towing companies, if your car is going to be moved, let's say you get a towing company, they know how to move your vehicle even though it's all locked up. So there's so many things that we need to pay attention to. And I've been in situations when I've been driving on freeways, long distances, where the rain was coming down. You could barely, your windshield wipers weren't even working effectively. And you had to pull off on the side of the road. Rain is a bit is different from snow, but people have gotten into bad accidents in rainy situations because maybe their vehicle hydroplanes and smashes into something on the side of the road. There are so many different things that we have to be attentive to, but most people are going to be fairly thoughtful and fairly cautious when they're driving. That's been my observation anyway. So just take your time wherever you are. But it's a good idea, again, to have an emergency kit in your car. If you're going to be up in the mountains, make sure you've got a cell phone. But I'll tell you, we've got mountains here in the Pacific Northwest. Your cell phone will not work. And not everybody has GPS, and not everybody's going to be located by GPS. So if you're going to be on a trip through a country that could be without cell phone access, make sure you let people know when you're coming across mountain passes, etc., or going to some strange areas, that you're letting people know about your average time of arrival and try to plan things accordingly. And for heaven's sakes, if you have to pull off the side of the road, pull off. The world is not going to stop spinning. Don't be in such a hurry that you do not think before you move on in weather that really can be pretty bad. This is Donna Sebo. Toll-free number, if you would like to call in and chat with me, is 888-815-9756. Again, that's 888-815-9756. And I'm sorry to say that we haven't been able to reach Jim Mahoney, but we are going to find out what happened, because this gentleman has such fascinating subject matter that he's going to definitely be a guest on the show. So whatever happened, an emergency could have come up. Life does happen, doesn't it? Now, here we are in the winter months, so often we have coughs, colds, allergies. I'm amazed at how many people have allergies, and they just get increased with the winter months. Well, so often we're living in a very tight environment that we are actually contributing to these allergenic environments. So I came across some information that you might find a little helpful during the winter months. If you've got one of these coughs that's just driving you nuts, you know what? Wild cherry cough medicine is really effective. Why? It doesn't come from cherries. Nope. It comes from the bark of the cherry tree, the wild cherry tree. Now, it has particular chemicals in it, and they reduce lung congestion, they ease inflammation, and also help to quell those sensations in the throat that all of a sudden it's like you just can't help yourself, you've just got the cough. So it really helps the bronchial area of the body. So you can find pure wild cherry bark extract in tinctures and syrups at health food stores. So why not stop by and check it out? If you've got that cough, that hacky cough, usually it's the beginning of a cold. It's your body telling you you're not getting enough rest or something is out of whack. Well, maybe have something like this on hand. And the cost, the preventative perspective, is really, really good. Also, something else that I found out about was elm. That's right. Slippery elm is loaded with mucilage. Now, what this is a soothing substance that coats the bronchial tract and your nasal passages. It helps to add a moisture if you've got a cold. It really helps with that and dry, itchy throats. Now, also, mucilage forms a protective layer in the intestines, which can absorb toxins before they can make you sick. For people that have maybe Crohn's disease, colitis, irritable bowel system symptoms, you want to find out about this because this is natural, but you want to know the real facts behind it. So these were just a couple of tips that I thought I would share with you this afternoon. Donna Sebo here. Telephone lines are open. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. We're going to be coming back with more good things to share. Don't go away. We'll talk about maybe how you can save a little bit on your heating bill this winter month. Okay, this is Donna, 888-815-9756. Give me a buzz and we'll chat.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to DTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Open telephone lines, 888-815-9756. I'll be happy to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Give me a buzz if you would like for me to do that. Again, 888-815-9756. And I want to share with you, I'm going to do a little bit of a movie review, Avatar. My husband, I really almost had to drag him to go with me. Last night we went to the theater and I said, this is what I want to see. And we don't often go to the theater. We don't have a lot of time where we just take the time off. But this was a day, a special day, and so we decided we were going to go. And when you go to the theater, at least in the theater we went to, they will have the standardized movie version and then they have the 3D. They'll charge you a few dollars extra for the 3D. Do it. Do the 3D version. Avatar is one of the most incredible film productions I have seen in a long while. The story is phenomenal. The messages that come through the story, they're just amazing. But also the artistry, the skill of the way everything was done, the animation, it is phenomenal. So if you have a chance to go, I would say do it. You will find that it is absolutely a number AA double 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 plus. It's just an incredible movie. I really think that the man that put this all together, and his name is escaping me right at the moment, but it was 4 years in the making, hundreds of millions of dollars. It is setting a precedent, and it is going to make such a difference in things that are going to be coming out in the future. The technology did not exist when he first wrote this story, but he's managed to put it all together, and it is first class. So that is my 50 cents worth of view on it. It is absolutely amazing. And I'm also going to go see Sherlock Holmes, but Avatar, I had a friend that I was talking to this morning, and she said, oh, I'll wait until it comes out on a DVD. I said, don't you do that. You go into the theater, pay the money, put on those 3D glasses, and have the experience with this on the big screen. You will not have the same experience on your television at home when it comes out DVD. This is one of those movies that is just going, is revolutionizing the technological application for what you want to do in a movie production, and it is fabulous. So I did want to share that with you. Okay, I want to thank Juan. He sent me some nutritional things. The lowly banana. The banana is really not so lowly, but it is an amazing fruit. So Juan is one of these guys, I think, that can sit on the computer and do all kinds of things. He sent me this information, but he also sent along this coupon, not a coupon, a cartoon, excuse me, that went with it, and it shows a banana in a very arrogant stance with its arms covered across its chest as if I am so special. It's really cute. I really appreciate the cartoon. But bananas have a nutritional value that when you have babies and you want to feed them a food, one of the first natural foods you feed them is an overripe banana. It is absolutely so nutritious, and babies metabolize it very, very well. Well, why is that the case? Bananas have three natural sugars in them, sucrose, fructose, and glucose. And along with that, there's a lot of fiber. So it's a fruit that, whether it's for babies, extremely overripe, which most of us would not want to do. It's great for banana bread, though. The more ripe the banana is, the better it is. But for banana bread. But when you are wanting to have a quick picker-upper, if you're doing exercise and you need to have something that gives your body some energy to work with quickly, a banana is a great fruit. Now, research has found that two bananas can provide enough energy for a 90-minute workout. And athletes really, really like it. Well, let's face it. It's got its own casing. You can pop it in a bag, carry it. It goes anywhere. It doesn't need to be refrigerated. When you're ready, you just unzip the skin, and zingo, you've got something, and your stomach's full, and you're happy, and you've got the energy to do what you need to do. However, it is really something that they have found, the banana itself has had a great deal of impact on wellness of people. They did a recent survey, and they said people that had depression because of the chemistry of the banana, they found that when that was included in their diet, they felt a lot better. Why? Because tryptophan is one of the components that's in the banana, and it's the type of protein that the body converts into serotonin. What does that do? Makes you relax, helps your mood to get better, and overall, good serotonin levels, you'll feel better about yourself. And it also contains B6. It's good for PMS, anemia, very high in iron, and it also, the bananas will stimulate the production of hemoglobin in the blood, and so it helps if you have anemia. Do you know what? I have been amazed at the people that are experiencing anemia in today's world. And usually that comes about because of poor nutrition. Adding certain foods to your diet, like dark green leafy vegetables, the banana, these things will eliminate that. You won't have anemia if you are really eating good vegetables in your diet, fresh vegetables, juice them, however you want to do it. If you're not a big veggie eater, remember, vegetables, the rainbow of colors, keeps your health, your cellular health, very good. And also, your bananas are high in potassium, very low in salt. So if potassium levels, you know, you need to balance those out, it's just absolutely wonderful. And they did a testing of 200 students at Twickenham Middlesex School in England, and they found when the students had a banana at breakfast, at break, and lunch, their brain power increased. They find that this fruit, the banana, has potassium in it, and it enables students to stay more alert. High in fiber, as I said, and this one really I loved. If any of you have had hangovers or you know of someone that goes through this, they said one of the quickest ways of curing a hangover is to make a banana milkshake sweetened with honey. The banana calms the stomach, With the help of the honey, it builds up depleted blood sugar levels, and the milk soothes and rehydrates your system. Mosquito bites? Bet you had never heard of this one. Use a banana skin. That's right. It seems to reduce the swelling and irritation, although I don't think any mosquitoes are flying around at the moment. But remember, your health. Don't forget the lowly banana, or should I say something else? Because it's not so lowly, as I said a moment ago. It's the golden banana. It makes a difference. It makes a difference. Check out your information on nutrition. When you look back at history, when you think about the English sailors and how vitamin C, the lack of that, created scurvy. We had all kinds of diseases. You had goiter. I once worked with a woman whose mother got goiter so bad that her neck swelled up. You hardly hear of goiter. You mention it to young people, they say, what's that? Well, it's a lack of iodine. Fortunately, and today we have it in our salt, and you can find it naturally in a number of different foods. But the goiter goes away when you have the right nutrition. There are so many diseases that evolve because of people not taking care of themselves. So be aware, take care of yourself, and don't just take my word for it. Read, research, have an interest in this classy chassis that you've got. This body that you inhabit is the vehicle you're going to be working through in this life experience, so why not give it the best? Take care of it. It's worth it. We've got a new year here. We've got some wonderful guests that are going to be coming up. They're going to be telling you all about ways that you can take care of yourself. Be open, be willing to learn, because you want to, at the sweet age of 102, to be able to trip the light fantastic and to be able to mentally work crossword puzzles and run circles around people when they wouldn't expect that that would even be a possibility. Times are changing. People are living a lot longer. So whether you're really young, middle age, or older, take care of yourself. It's worth it. Don't think that doctors are the miracle workers. They're people just like you are. If you don't have the interest in maintaining your health, it's just not going to be there for you. I mentioned earlier, by the way, give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now, here in the Pacific Northwest, we are never, ever concerned about rain. Believe me, this isn't something that we get uptight over. In fact, most of the time, we'll tell people when we're from the Pacific Northwest that you don't grow old in the Pacific Northwest, you rust. It's because of all the moisture. And we are certainly living up to our reputation during these next couple of days. But that's not the case in all parts of the country or the world. California is basically a desert, so many sections of it. And there was a time in 1916, there had been a two-year drought. Droughts are not unusual in California. And this occurred on January the 16th. They had rainfall in the San Diego area that was brought about by a man, Charles Hatfield. He was called the moisture accelerator. Now, this man had developed a phenomenal reputation as being a rainman. He could bring rain to any area that really needed it. And he had done it for a lot of farms in various areas of California, specifically California's San Joaquin Valley. And he also was up in Alaska, and he would be helping to put out fires in Honduras. He ended a drought in Italy, and he proved he could make it rain wherever it needed it. He also did it in the Mojave Desert. Now, in the early 1800s, he earned anywhere between $50 and $10,000 per downpour. So I don't know how he arranged the contract, but he did. Now, he began his career in what would be called the pluviculture when he realized that large storms often followed great battles involving cannon fire, and the cannon smoke somehow caused moisture in the air to form drops rather than disperse. So what did he do? he decided he was going to experiment. He mixed formulas in large wooden vats, allowing them to stew undercover for about 20 minutes before he'd remove their lid with a long pull, and he'd watch this stinky vapor, and it was stinky, float up, and then it would rain. So once he'd gotten his formula perfected, well, we're going to find out more about what he did and what happened afterwards. This is Donna Siebel. Open lines if you'd like to give me a call to chat, 888-815-9756. When we come back, more about Charlie Hatfield, the Rainmaker. We'll be right back.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals, all kinds of animals, and all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Siebel accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Siebel will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Siebel's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Donna Siebel publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, I just got word from my guest on Jim Maroney when we were going to be talking about the ET Answer book. Well, as it turned out, there was a technical problem, and that's why we weren't able to reach him. So we are going to have Jim again. We're going to have him on the show. I just don't know when we're going to rebook him, but I want you to know that he was not able to make it because of some technological things that occurred, and he has called in letting us know that he's sorry that it happened, but it did. So we're going to have Jim on again later on, so just know that that is going to be the case. Meanwhile, let's go back to Charlie. Yeah, that's right, Charlie Hatfield. Remember I told you that he had practiced on this farm in Kansas until he figured out what the formula was that was going to produce rain? Well, he quit his job once he figured this all out. He had been a sewing machine salesman, and he decided, I am going to make this my work. There have to be people all over the country and all over the world, which he found out was true, that once he established a reputation, if they were in a drought situation, they wanted to know Charlie was available for them. So he was called by the city of San Diego, and he had a contract, an agreement with them, and he said, okay, I'll come out. Now, this is what he did in San Diego. He erected some tall wooden towers by a Lake Marina. Now, this is a reservoir which was 60 miles from town. So the chemicals, the water, the acid, 300 times the average strength were added to these high towers. 24 hours later, this horrific stink was there. And, of course, it was going up. Fortunately, that's what stinks do. They go up. And it was just getting up and up and up, and bingo, rain began to fall. However, it didn't fall for one day, or 2 days, or 3 days. The rainfall was heavy and intense for 12 days. There was a San Diego Exposition and a Tijuana race track that was going to have all of this activity and events, they were flooded because of all the rain. The rain was so intense, it swept away 110 of 112 bridges, telegraph and telephone poles, and houses, boats, even dams. Many people and various animals died. Hundreds of snakes were forced out of their nesting places, and they were all in the city streets. The city of San Diego was isolated for a week. They were so angry, they refused to pay him. Now, I don't know what the outcome was, but I do know that when Hatfield passed away, he never, ever revealed his secret formula for making rain. To this day, nobody knows the formula that he used. Fascinating story, isn't it? Whenever you look at history, you will find that there are always these fascinating people that accomplish something that nobody else is able to come up with. And then they pass away, and whatever it is that they've learned goes with them. Sometimes you think it's a little sad. But whatever his concoction was, he had it nailed down, and nailed down good. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. Let me tell you about my lineup this week. Statin damage. If you want to find out why statins are not good for you. And this is not Mickey Mouse hype. These are the facts. Dr. Gravlin's going to be with me tomorrow. And I've had him on my show before. This man is very committed to education and helping the layperson understand how they can have better health. Then we're going to be talking about toxic friends. And Susan Barash is going to be my guest. Have you ever experienced someone who in your life, they are just the pits? I mean, they just, no matter where they go, it's as if there's this toxicity that they bring with them and it overlaps into your space. Well, we're going to figure out how you can get rid of them and not have them there. Also, we've got a great gal, Jean Bergdorf. Her book is called It's Not the Money. Jean is a fascinating woman because this woman is developed a company that's a billion plus, and it's in real estate. Where are we right now? We have a condition in this country that is so devastating to so many people because they've lost their homes. We have realtors. I know I've talked with some that are just saying, my goodness, I can't even make a money. I'm going to have to go get a job doing something else because there's just no money to be made in real estate. Jean has seen the highs and the lows. This woman is really terrific. And her book, It's Not the Money, gives some real good insights and good business principles that anybody can use. Also, 5-Minute Miracle, Tara Springett. 5-Minute Miracle, what could you do in 5 minutes to turn things around? Well, Tara, who is going to be in the United Kingdom, is the person that's going to give us the insight and the information on that one. We've got a great lineup of people. I hope that you'll invite your friends and that you will have the opportunity to join us. This week, we've got a great lineup of people. If you want to know about the other guests coming in during the month, all you have to do is go to BBS Radio and check out the site, the Donna Sebo Show, and you'll be able to pop on and see who's coming up on the show. I'm so delighted you were able to join me today. I know we're out of time. I'm going to be sharing some of the information I had to the side. I'm just so sad that we weren't able to make it with Jim Maroney, but he is going to be coming back. So he will be talking about his ET Answer book in the coming weeks sometime. This is a great guide, good information, and a wonderful publication. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is a brand new year. It is a year for new beginnings. It's a year for cleaning up the old garbage and getting on with the real stuff in life. And you can choose. So go for it. This is a great day. Talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same place. This is Donna Sebo. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.